All right, could you state your name for the...
Autumn Henson.
All right, thank you. All right, so are you team captain of the volleyball team?
Yeah, I'm one of three.
So what's it like being the captain of the team, and what responsibilities does that come with?
It's been a little weird this season, considering the dynamics of the people we have on the team. Just a lot of us, you know, have been in COVID for a long time, and we don't really remember what it's like to play on the team. So I really like being a captain. There aren't too many responsibilities. Usually it's just one of the three of us gets practice going. We start with warm-ups and that kind of thing. And then I'm the floor captain, so I'm on the court all the time. And that basically means that if the ref ever needs me to do anything like a disputed call, I would be the one that settles that rather than my coach. But it's really nice. I like trying to get the team together because we have a lot of people who like traditionally wouldn't talk to each other at school on the team. We have a lot of new people in the program as well, so it's nice to see it all kind of coming together.
How does the team prepare for a match?
We start, varsity at least starts by cheering on JBC and JV because their games are before ours. A lot of us will ref for them as well, so we'll line ref, stuff like that. And then we, you know, just do our regular warm-ups and stuff. We sometimes do a true dog cheer when we're going up against... Usually we only do those at home games because they're kind of embarrassing to do in away games. But we do that when we're going up against usually a harder team to kind of get ourselves more hyped and energy for the game. And we don't have too many traditions really for what we do. We just warm up all of our skills, and it's pretty basic.
So far in the season, what has the team done well in matches, and what can you improve on?
I think something we've done really well is being open to learning new things. So a lot of us are in new positions that we haven't been in before. So, for example, I'm setting this year, and I've never set before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've all done a really good job coming together and just realizing kind of what it means to be an all-around volleyball player rather than just a specific position. And we're doing a really good job with making the new connections of being in these different positions, so kind of working through the anxiety that comes with it and just pushing through and doing what's best for the team. And then I think we're also doing a lot better about not letting ourselves get too down when we're losing. We had our first three games of the season were really rough because we went up against three of the best teams in the league right off the bat, and but I think we did a good job, you know, continuing to have fun during the game, because that's ultimately the most important thing. You know, it's high school sports, not college.
Right.
So but yeah, I think we've gotten a lot better at that than we have been in previous years.
And finally, heading into today's match, what does the team need to focus on to get a win versus Chief Self?
We definitely need to focus on our communication. Communication is really, really important in volleyball, because there are a lot of issues where if you don't say who's going to get the ball, you collide, and that happens frequently. So there's that, and then also just continuing to encourage each other and making smart choices about where to put the ball and making, like, I don't know. I think we just need to work on keeping ourselves excited and continue having fun playing, because it's really easy against any team, no matter if they're really, really good or really, really bad. It can be really hard to keep your energy up, because you can play down to their level or up to their level.
Right.
And for us, I think it's just important that we remember it's a game. It's not our livelihood. It's just a sport that we play to have fun.
All right. Thank you.
Sweet, man.